Fast track.
Hey, this is Sonia calling from Nation Safe Drivers on a recorded line. How are you today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a customer who has an 07 Dodge Charger, has a flat tire on the rear side, and they're needing it towed. And they're at the Outlet Center Drive in Barstow, and they're trying to take it to Hesperia.
Okay.
Bear Valley Road. I'm offering an extra $225 on this tow. Can you please help us?
What's the total invoice on it?
Well, the insurance company is supposed to reimburse 30 miles, and they're covered up to 200 miles, but I'm out of my, what's it called, network. So yeah. I would be paying the $225 out-of-network fee to whoever can pick it up for us.
But who's going to pay the rest? That's all I'm asking.
That would be the, as far as I know, the customer's insurance company is supposed to pay it.
No.
What would your quote be?
Quote would be $350.
$350.
Yes.
Is that flat?
That's flat rate. Yeah.
Okay, can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
What's the ETA on that?
ETA would be 60 minutes.
Hang here with me 1 second. I'm trying to get it approved. I don't know if they're going to approve it or not.
And I would need this on credit card.
Yes, sir, it would be. Oh, yeah, we have a credit card.
Huh?
I said, yes, sir, we have a credit card.
Yeah.
I just can't use it without approval. I'm going to go down that road. I love my job. I don't need to lose it.
Yeah. I feel the same way. That's why I'm, you know, asking questions.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to do out of network because, you know, when you're in network with people that are contracted with you, the insurance pays for it and then you're done with it.
Yeah.
When you're out of network, you come out of pocket on it.
Yeah.
I get both ends. Customer, why ain't it covered? It is covered. Well, why can't you call my insurance company? Because I'm not your insurance company. I'm Roadside Assistance. But I'll do everything I can to find you a tow. So then you work for almost 2 hours to get a tow truck.
Yeah. And she's probably already been sitting there 2 hours, right?
Me? Oh, it's been longer than that, believe it or not.
Yeah. Hey, baby boy.
Okay, she said, would you do 325?
No, I can't. It's 350.
Okay. Hold on.
I have set prices just like you.
Yes, sir. I do like, what's that person on that game show? 325. No, 350. 325. No, 350.
Yeah.
I need to put some information in here. Okay, what is the actual name of your company?
Name of the company is Fast Track Towing.
Fast Track.
With
and CT. Your main address?
701 West Main Street, Barstow. But I would need everything verbally because I'm not at the office where I can get this on email.
Okay. That's Barstow.
Yeah, Barstow, California.
California. All right, what's your zip code?
92311.
Okay. All right, and now your email address.
Sam, Larry Sam.
All right, hold on. S-L-S, okay.
International spelled out .com at yahoo.com.
All right, so that's S as in Sam, L as in like, S as in Sam, I as in igloo, N as in nest, T as in terrible, E as in echo, R as in Romeo, N as in Nancy, national. at yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, international at yahoo.com.
All right, and then your first name.
My first name is Lowell.
Lowell? L-O-Y-L?
L-O-W-E-L-L.
Lowell. Okay. And drive our cell phone. Just put your cell phone number in here?
Yes.
Alright, miles calculator, total due for NST. Alright, so that's 350 miles, 30. Calculate. Okay, service 350. ETA 60 minutes. Alright, do you have an EIN number?
A what?
It says EIN or Social Security number. I need one of them.
You need my Social Security number?
I need an EIN number for your company.
I don't know what that is. I'm just a what an EIN is.
Okay. I don't know if that even matters. I'm going to find out, though.
I never had that ever. That's for a long time.
I'm just waiting on the supervisor's override. Hold on 1 second. I'm just waiting on her to override it, and then I'll let you know if it went through, okay? Well, it has been one of them days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thank you for helping us out today, though. Maybe we can You see her in the future. For sure. Sorry, it's taking so long. Oh, there she is. Hold on. Okay, it says email to that address was successfully sent.
Yeah, I can't do it. You have to give it to me verbally, and you have to give me the credit card information verbally.
I don't have the credit card information.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a ghost. That's a ghost card.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have access to that information.
Let me see if it gives me details here. Excuse me, dispatch number, member number, email. When will you be able to look at it?
Not till tomorrow.
Well, then I'm going to need a refund on that card.
That's fine. I can do your refund tomorrow.
Oh, man. I thought when you said verbally, when you was doing that verbally, you didn't tell me you was going to need the credit card information.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm going to need it all verbally.
I can let you talk. Let me see if the supervisor can talk to you, because I can't. I mean, it doesn't show me that information.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Could you call me back when you get that done or arranged? Because I'm missing a lot of calls here.
I wish it would have been more explained, because I knew I wouldn't be able to give you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, I don't have access to that number.
Yeah.
So I just figured when you said verbally, you meant like you would take it and then you would get the money when it came through, which is, it's already there. So
And you said you were SLS.
Yeah.
You know what? I might do that. Let me make a phone call.
Okay. And if
call me back in 10 minutes, and I'll
in 10 minutes.
No, 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay.
And I'll take the information, and if they give me authorization to go ahead, then I'll take the call. Okay.
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 And then
thank
if they don't, you know, refund it.
Yeah, I'll refund the money. You know, I'm pretty sure they will. I just when I tell you I don't have access to that, I don't have access to it. So.
Okay. I'll give you 5 minutes. We'll give you a call back.
Yeah, give me a call back in 5.
Hold on. Let me make sure I got your number.
My personal number, call me at 760-577-8424.
Okay.
Okay, and I will need all the information on her. Her name, her telephone number, where she's located, where she's going, all that, okay?
Yep, I got all that.
Okay, I'll call you right back. You can call me right back.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.